Dalet Adar Sheni, Monday the 14th of March, Rabbi Avram Chaim Zahn, Megillas Esther.
I'd like, Bezos Hashem, to discuss a halachic topic which comes up in the Psukim of Megillas Esther, Bezos Hashem. When Esther discovered that when Mordechai was wearing the sackcloth, so she sent a message to find out what was going on. And Mordechai told her that she has to go into the Melech, she has to go into Achashverosh straight away, plead for Klal Yisrael, there's a gzeira. Esther replied, it's too dangerous. Achas dosoi, anyone who goes into the Melech uninvited, achas dosoi lahomis. Mordechai replied to Esther, al tadami benafsheich. So the Vilna Gaon says, well, Farshim say, you can see from Mordechai's reply how he understood Esther's point of view. From where was Esther coming? On what was her opinion based? I shouldn't go into Achashverosh. She was obviously, from the words of Mordechai, was saying, my life's not in danger. If my life is not in danger, I can't go Barotzoin to Achashverosh and be Mazana. Pikuach Nefesh is when my life is in danger. My life is safe, and therefore I don't have a heter to go in to Achashverosh. For example, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Ein Oimrim La'odom Chatei Bishvil Shayizke Chavercha. You don't tell a person do an Avera to save somebody else. So therefore, Mordechai understood that this was the point of view of Esther. My life is safe, and therefore that's why it's not permitted for me. It wasn't stamped, she was lazy, she was scared. It was a halachic opinion. To which Mordechai replied, no, you're making a mistake, Esther. Kim hachresh, achresh, tacharishi, ba'ez hazois. Your life is also in danger. Umi yodeim lo'ez kazois higat amalchus. Who knows whether the king will still want you next year? Your life is in as much danger as everybody else's life. It's bikuach nefesh, you're allowed to go barotzen and be mezana with Achashverosh, it's fine. So this was the shakel of Ataria, this was the halachic debate between Mordechai and Esther. Esther held her life is not in danger, and therefore she's not allowed to go barotzen to Achashverosh. Mordechai told her, it's not true. Your life is also in danger, and therefore pikuach nefesh is doicha. You're allowed to go, and you must go. This is the discussion. The Mefarshim ask a poshut akasha, and that is, when it comes to pikuach nefesh, where do we find a difference between my life and anybody else's life? If someone rachmana litzlan is sick on Shabbos, not only the chayla himself. Pikuach nefesh. Not only the chayla himself is allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Anyone can and must be mechal Shabbos to save that person's life. So what is the pshat? Esther said, "I'm not allowed to go into Achashverosh because only the rest of Klal Yisrael is in danger, and my life is not in danger. So what? So what? Your life, but you do agree that the rest of Klal Yisrael, Anoshim, Noshim, Betach." All the thousands and millions of Yidden, their lives are in danger. If so, what heter do you have? And even Mordechai, you see, agreed to her point of view that if she would be safe, if her life would be safe, she would be correct. She would be right in saying, I shouldn't go into Achashverosh. Mordechai only corrected her by saying, it's not true what you're saying. Your life is also in danger. But he would have agreed, had it been true that she was safe, and the only problem was saving Klal Yisrael, she would not be allowed to go into Achashverosh. What is the pshat? Pikuach nefesh, nishkraf kemina, my life, or anybody else's life? How do we explain this psukim? How do we explain the psukim? So I heard a beautiful pshat, halachic pshat, to explain the discussion. Was tutzach da in the machlekes, in the discussion between Mordechai and Esther. And it's based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin clears a shayla. We know that it is a yid. Pikuach nefesh is doicha almost every avera under the sun besides the three cardinal averis. What about a goy? A goy, sheva mitzvahs b'ninoach, a goy has got his seven mitzvahs which he has to keep. What happens if one goy goes up to another goy with a gun and says to the goy, you better eat this eva ben achai or I'm shooting you dead? So what's the halacha? Is there a heta of pikuach nefesh for a goy as much as there is for a yid? Or do you say no? When it comes to a goy's didim, we do find that the mitzvahs of a goy in a way are more chomor than those of a yid. So for example, if a yid eats eva ben achai, yichai malchus, to laugh. If a goy eats eva ben achai, the din is yichai misa, as horoson zuhi misoson. So the sheva mitzvahs b'nileach of a goy are, in a way, stricter than those of a yid. So therefore, the Gemara declares, maybe, even though we find v'chai bohem, even though we find that a yid, when it comes to pikuach nefesh, is allowed to do averus, most averus is not only allowed, as a mitzvah, to save his or anybody else's life, a goy, maybe not. This is the shaila of the Gemara. And the Gemara brings a raya and a hin and a hair. The maskara of the Gemara is, a goy is also allowed, is da adin, that he's allowed to be over to save his life. So Tosfos comes and asks the following kasha. If we find that a goy is allowed to do an avir, to eat eva ben achai, in the scenario which we mentioned beforehand, if we see that a goy is allowed to go, if threatened with death, and eat a piece of eva ben achai. Now this is certainly not learnt out from the posuk of v'chai bohem. We know that which we are allowed to do avirs, we have a mitzvah to do avirs to save our lives or other people's lives, is from the posuk of v'chai bohem. Oh, but for sure, the posuk of v'chai bohem, that's speaking about a yid. The Torah was not written predominantly for goy. If so, where is the source? Where does it come from? Where is the makor that a goy who's threatened with death is allowed to eat a piece of eva ben achai? So Tosfos says, it must be that it's a svara. It must be that it's a logic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave the mitzvahs, must be he gave the mitzvahs even to goyim with a limit. I want you to do my mitzvahs, but if it's going to cost your life, then it's mistaba, it's logical to say that I don't insist that you keep the mitzvah, rather look after your life. So it would appear that there is a logic, there is a svara, that when it comes to a balance of a person's life or the mitzvah, what Hashem wants is that a person should preserve their life. That's more the mitzvah of the day, rather than to keep the relevant mitzvah. And that's a svara. It's a logic which applies even to the Umos HaOlam. So Frek Tosfos. So Tosfos asks, if so, so why do we need the pasuk of v'chai bohem? Why do we need the pasuk by Klal Yisrael? V'chai bohem. That we have mitzvah when it comes to a life, or when we're threatened with a mitzvah, then we give up the mitzvah and we save a life. If there's a logic which applies even to the Umos HaOlam, Kavuchayma ben benoishu, Kavuchayma, this is going to apply to a nefesh Yisrael, a chelik, a rekam, a mal, Kavuchayma, that we give up the mitzvah and we rather save the life. Kavuchayma, the logic which applies to the Umos HaOlam, Kavuchayma will apply to Klal Yisrael. So if so, why do we need a pasuk? Why do we need this pasuk of a chai bohem? This is Tosfos kasha. The Minchas Chinuch suggests the following terrors. The Minchas Chinuch says, the difference, but there's a difference. The logic that a goy is not mechuyev to give up his life in order to do a mitzvah or to avoid doing an avera, that only applies to his own life. Meaning to say, going back to the story, the scenario which we mentioned, one goy comes up to another, eat this eva ben achai or I'll shoot you. So then, the din is, it's logical that the goy is not obliged is not obliged to go and give up his life. He's not obliged to give up his life to go and eat eating Eber Menachai, and therefore the Torah doesn't demand more than that. But what would happen if, when it comes to saving somebody else's life, when it comes to saving somebody else's life, one goy goes up to another goy and says, "Eat this Eber Menachai, or I'm going to shoot Yena." Now what do you do? Says the Michas Chinuch, there's no swara that the goy should go and eat the Eber Menachai. The swara of a goy is my life. To save my life, I'm allowed to do an Aveira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not demand, when he gave the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, didn't demand from a goy, sacrifice your life because of Eber Menachai. But if it's somebody else's life, each goy is different, there's no mitzvah at all to save, or to do an aveira to save another goy's life. So therefore, if one goy goes up to another goy, Frank goes up to George, and says to George, "Eat this Eber Menachai, otherwise I'll shoot Peter." So then, the din is, George is allowed to eat the piece of Eber, is not allowed to. Ah, you're going to save Peter's life? What's Peter got to do with me? And therefore, the din of Eber Menachai, the din of Pikuach Nefesh to a goy, says the Michas Chinuch, is limited to saving the goy's own life. Whereas, we all know, when it comes to Vachai Bohem, that's a different story. And that's why we need the pasuk of Vachai Bohem. If a goy goes up to a yid and says, "Eat this Eber Menachai, otherwise Rachmana Litzlan, I'll shoot that other yid," then Avada, the yid who must, not only is allowed, he has the mitzvah saseh deraisa of eating this piece of Eber Menachai. Therefore, says the Michas Chinuch, that's why Klal Yisrael, we have the extra posuk of Vachai Bohem, because when it comes to the Umos Olam, we all know this, the pshat of the Rameir Shapira, that Rameir Shapira said, we find that Klal Yisrael, the posuk says, "Atem Kruyim Odom." Klal Yisrael are called an Odom, the Umos Olam are not called Odom. And the priest used to use this pasuk to show that we consider them as animals. Rameir Shapira famously explained, no, we don't consider them as animals. But the word Adam doesn't have a plural. Every word in the Torah, Kemar, has a plural, Ish, Anoshim. But when it comes to Adam, what's the plural of Adam? Adams? Adamim? There's no plural of Adam. How come? So Rameir Shapira famously explained, because Klal Yisrael are like one. If a Yid in Eretz Yisrael, if a Yid in London hears about a tzara of a Yid in Honolulu, he gets upset. Whereas if a Goy in one country hears about the tzara of a Goy on the other end of the world, he couldn't care two hoots. And therefore, we are Adam, we are one. Adam. Whereas the nations of the world, they might be human beings, but they're not one. There's a plural. And therefore, based on that, says the Michas Chinuch, one goy is allowed to do an aveira to save his own life, but he's not allowed to do an aveira to save another goy's life. What's else that you've got nothing to do with the other goy? Kamash malan to fehem fatosus kasha. Now we understand why we need the pasuk of Vachai Bohem. The pasuk of Vachai Bohem tells us that a yid is allowed to be moisenet to do the aveira, even to save the other yid's life. But there's an added point, another nekuda, to explain the difference between a goy and a yid. And that is, the heta of a goy, that which a goy is allowed to eat, Eber Menachai, when faced with a pen, when the alternative is giving up his life, the gedda, the pshat in the heta is, you're an oinus. Just like, we would understand, if one goy overpowered another goy, physically overpowered him, forced his mouth open, and stuffed down his mouth a piece of Eber Menachai. So we can understand, the goy who was forced won't be punished. What should he have done? The other guy was stronger than him. He overpowered him. He's a mamish and oinus. Oinus, rachmona patre. That rule applies to everybody. It's a logical rule. So also, if a guy is threatened with losing his own life, so therefore, it's not mamish and oinus. He has a choice. He could bear some say, no, I don't want to eat eum menachai. I'd rather give up my life. But nevertheless, the understanding, the logic is, no, you don't expect someone to give up their life. So he's like an oinus, ma'abli le ma'abad. What should he have done? And therefore the guy is allowed to go and eat the eber menachai. Ma'ashe'in came by a yid, the heter, even for a yid to save his own life, is a fundamentally different heter. And that is, when the Torah tells a yid, if you're threatened losing your life or eat eber menachai, I want you to eat eber menachai. You know why? Not just because you're an oinus. You're that as well. But not just because you're an oinus. Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu values the Nefesh Yisrael more than he values the mitzvahs. The whole tachlis of the mitzvahs and the Torah is for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, a Nefesh Yisrael, a Heilig Yid, is more choshuv than the mitzvah. And therefore, says the Torah, when you've got to weigh in the balance, either give up your life or eat Eber Menachai. So besides the Svara of Oinus, which applies to a goy, besides that logic, when it comes to a Yid, there's an added point. And that is that the Nefesh of a Yid is more Choshev. And therefore the Torah says, when it comes to Eber, when it comes to the balance, your life or Eber Menachai, so your life takes precedence. And therefore, you eat the Eber Menachai and save your life. On the basis of this, let's go back a bit further. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, a famous Gemara, I'm sure you've all heard of the Gemara. The Gemara asks Akasha. The Gemara says, we know that the three cardinal averus, for which one has to give up one's life, Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah. Fret the Gemara Akasha, Esther Hamalka, when she went to Achashverosh, how could she go? Yes, she was saving the lives of Klal Yisrael. Yes, there was Pikuach Nefesh. But it's Gilei Arayos. She was an Eishes Ish. She was married to Mordechai. Asher lekocha loy lebas. Remember the pasuk? Asher lekocha loy lebas. The pasuk says in the Megillah, and the Gemara darshens, al tikra lebas, elo lebayis. Esther Hamalka was the Rebbetzin of Mordechai HaTzadik. She was an Eishes Ish. So fret the Gemara. So what's the heter for Esther Hamalka, even if it meant saving Klal Yisrael? Even if it meant that this is Pikuach Nefesh, but it's Gilei Arayos, an Eishes Ish with a goy. What's the heter for her to give up to go and do the Avera? And the Gemara answers a very interesting terence. The Gemara says, Esther Karka Oilom Hoysa, which means, yes, she was Mazana, but an Isha plays a relatively passive role in the Znus, Karka Oilom, and because she was playing a passive role in the Znus, Karka Oilom, therefore, it's not a problem of Gilei Arayos. That's the Teretz of the Gemara, famous Teretz, Esther, Karka Oilom Hoysa. And all the Mepharshim are speaking to try and understand what on earth does the Gemara mean. It's true, Esther and Isha plays a passive role. But there's no question about it that Isha has as much the Avera of Gilei Arayos as much as a man. Maskim, she plays physically a passive role. But the Avera of Gilei Arayos, the lav, the issa, the misa of Gilei Arayos applies to a lady as much as it applies to a man, Ishkadaf Gemina. So why is it relevant? What does it help to say that Esther Karaka Oila Boisa? Very nice. But does that mean that it's not Gilei Arayos? Still Gilei Arayos. Bahariah, if an Isha would be Mazana Bamezid without the heter of Pikuach Nefesh, she'd be Chayav Misa. as much. You wouldn't call it a lav she'ein by Misa, for which we know you don't get Misa, don't get Malchus. She would be chayav Misa. It's genuine, bona fide Gilei Arayos. Oibazoi, what's made in the Gemara? What does the Gemara mean? Esther karaka oila Misa. So one of the pshatim in the Gemara is as follows. One of the pshatim in the Gemara is, we've mentioned until now, it comes out from our discussion, that when it comes to a yid, there are two svaras in pikuach nefesh, in saving one's own life. Why is it that a yid, the Torah allows and even commands a yid on a normal mitzvah to rather do the mitzvah and rather than giving up one's life? First of all, you have the logic which applies even to the umos ha'olam. We said beforehand, it's like an oinus. The Torah doesn't expect a yid to give up their a person, even a goy, to give up their life for the sake of a mitzvah. And therefore, it's like an oinus, as we said. It's not mamish an oinus, because you do have a choice. But it's categorized as an oinus. My avin in the mevan, what should he have done? Oinus rachmana patri. Should give up his life? That's one svara. Why a person who's faced with a dilemma of giving up his life or doing an Avera is told to do the Avera. The second Svara we mentioned, which is a Svara which is unique and exclusive to Klal Yisrael, is that the Nefesh of a Yid is more Choshuv than the Mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treasures a Yiddish and a Shoma more than he treasures the Heilige Torah. And therefore, if you're faced with a choice, should I not do the Avera and give up the Yiddish and the Shoma? Or save the Yid and do the Avera? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's opinion is, from the pasuk of V'chai Bohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, V'chai Bohem, I prefer what's more choshuv to me, the Yiddish and the Shoma. And therefore, rather do the Avera and give up and save the Yiddish and the Shoma. So the Mepharshim say, Esther karka oilam hoisa. Again, the Gemara's kasha was, this is Gilei Arayos. Gilei Arayos, the din is that you horeg v'al yaravar. And the Gemara, she played a passive role. The question is, it's still Gilei Arayos. What does it help that she played a passive role? And the answer is, it depends from which angle are you looking. From which svara are you looking? Don't forget, again, we have two svaras why a yid is not expected to give up his life. Either because he's an oinus, what should he do? Or because the Yiddish and the Shoma is more choshev than the mitzvah. So the Mepharshim say a beautiful chilek. If you're looking at it mitzad, the second svara. If you're looking at it mitzad, a Yiddish and the Shoma is more choshuv than the Avera of Gilei Arayos. So then, we have a big problem. So what, Esther Karaka Oila Moisa? So what, she played a passive role? But the Avera is the same Avera. The Avera of the man, the Avera of the Isha, is the same Avera. And even though in 99% of Averas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I treasure the Yiddish and the Shoma more than the Avera. But in the Avera of Gilei Arayos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I treasure saving and avoiding Gilei Arayos more than I treasure the Yiddish and the Shoma. If so, our Kasha is strong. So what, Esther Karaka Oilam? So what, she played a passive role? But she's doing the Avera of Gilei Arayos. And when it comes to the Avera of Gilei Arayos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even though normally I treasure the Yiddish and the Shoma more than the mitzvah, not in the case of Gilei Arayos. In the case of Gilei Arayos, I treasure the Gilei Arayos more than the Yiddish and the Shoma. So then, karka oila mahin, karka oila mahat, you're doing Gilei Arayos. But if we look at it, mitzad, the other svara, that the reason why a person is not mechuyav to give up their life is Because my Emily the man, I'm an oinus. What do you want from my life? Now, the Torah said, when it comes to Gilei Arayos, that's also not acceptable. Sof, the Torah said, saying you couldn't help it is not an excuse when it comes to Gilei Arayos. Horaya, the din is, Yehoreg Vanyavo. So you see, if a goy goes up to a man and says to a man, be a mezaneh with that lady, or I'll shoot you, the din is, we don't say, well, what should he have done? He couldn't help it. No, he has to go ahead and not be mezaneh and let himself get killed. So you see that even the plea bargain, so to speak, the excuse of oinus doesn't apply when it comes to Gilei Arayos. But here we can say a chiluk. When do we say that the plea, I couldn't help it, does not apply to Gilei Arayos? That's if you play an active role. If you actively go, you're the man, and you actively go, you're playing not just a passive role, you're playing an active role in the Gilei Arayos, says the Torah, yes, all over the world, all other mitzvahs, 99% of mitzvahs, you can say that what should I have done? I should give up my life? I'm an oinus! No, not when it comes to Gilei Arayos.
The fact that she went there, it's not full active role.
No, walking is not, that's what the intimacy. You look at. Sorry?
She initiated,
yeah, but that wasn't actual Avera. It could have been that in the end Achashverosh wouldn't have asked her. It wasn't absolutely Mucha. You have to look at the actual Avera. Mash Eikit, so again, if you're looking mitzad the heter of Oinus, that what should I do? So if you're coming, a person is coming and he's doing Gilei Arayos, and actively Gilei Arayos, a man, the Torah says, I'm sorry, yes, you're an Oinus. Yes, your life is at stake, but nevertheless, it's a good excuse when it comes to almost every other mitzvah. It's not a good enough excuse when it comes to Gilei Arayos. But when it comes to the Isha, who's playing a passive role, the Avera is the same Avera. She cannot come and say, the Yiddish and the Shabbat is more choshev. No, it's not. The Avera is more choshev than Yiddish and the Shabbat. And therefore, it makes no nafkamina if you're passive or you're active. That cloud, that svara can't apply. Mechatesha to be a mechalek. But if she's came, what should I do? He forced me. What should I do? I'm going to give up. He didn't actually force, but I'm just not doing anything. I'm just let him. Let nature, so to speak, take its course. So there, she's playing a passive role. Then we say, in Ochanama, you can plead. Now what should you do? I was to give up my life? All I'm doing is playing a passive role. There we can suggest that Karka Olam helps, that we can still apply the heter of Oinus. Now, that means that when the Gemara answers, Esther Karka Olam Hoiso, that means the Gemara says, the Gemara's kasha was, it's because Nevis doesn't help. And for the Gemara Karka Olam, the Gemara is saying, you don't have the heter, a Yiddish and a Shama is more choshuv. That lomdus you don't have, but you do have the heter of oinus. What's an afkabina? Can you do this for somebody else? Can you do karka oilam to save somebody else's life? If the heter is the yiddish and the shama is more choshuv, then of course, like every vachai bohem, you can do it even for somebody else's life. But since we're saying, no, Karkoilam doesn't help for that, you're doing the same Avera, and the Yiddish and Rishon is not more choshev than Gilei Arayos. All you have is the heter of Oinus. Now what should I do? Ah, the heter of Oinus? That only helps if my life is in danger. If my life is in danger, I can say to the Rebbeinu, the one that was give up my life, I'm not doing anything, actually I'm doing passive. Let's go right back to the beginning. Bracious Bar Elikim. If you remember how we started on the Kasha, that Esther and Mordechai both agreed. If Esther Malka's life would not have been in danger, she would not have been allowed to go to Achashverosh. She's only allowed to go to Achashverosh because her own life is in danger. And our question was, what's an Avkimina? Her life? Pikuach Nefesh, she's Doicha. What's the Chilik, her life or anybody else's life? Oh, but now, hopefully, I hope it's been clear enough. We understand. It's Kishmak. Everybody else's life, no! Because it's Gilei Arayos.
Ah, it's Karka Olam.
No. Karka Olam doesn't help to avoid the swara that Yiddish life is more chashuv than the Avera of Gilei Arayos. It's not. The Avera of Gilei Arayos is more chomer than, and you're still doing the Avera. Even if you're doing Karka Olam, you're still doing the Avera. And therefore, to save somebody else's life, Karka Olam won't help. And therefore, if Esther's life herself is not in danger, everyone agrees, Mordechai, Esther, she has no heter. The heter of Karka Olam doesn't apply. But if her own life is in danger, as Mordechai told her, so now you're an oinus. You have the heter, which applies even to the Umas Olam, like an oinus. An oinus, then she could say, look, what should I do? Give up my own life? I'm not playing an active role. I'm only playing a passive role. If so, if I'm only playing a passive role, then we can still apply the svara of oinus even by Gilei Arayos because of Karaka Olam. And that's why Mordechai and Esther all agreed, if her life would not have been in danger, then she would not have been allowed to go to Achashverosh. Karaka Olam wouldn't have helped. But if her own life is in danger, as Mordechai told her, she's an oinus, then you can use the heter of Karka Olam.